This is episode number one, the first episode of the Honest Math Chat. I'm Mona Eel, founder of Local Learners & Co., where I support teachers like you and me in creating student-centered math classrooms where students learn to love and deeply understand math. On today's episode, I'll tell you a little bit more about me and what the heck this podcast is all about. Let's get real. Math classroom culture, math mindset, and student-centered instructional practices are just a few of the topics that we will cover on the Honest Math Chat, an elementary teacher podcast. We will feature practical ideas from teachers for all teachers. See, this podcast is all about helping you create a classroom where students are empowered to love and deeply understand math. If you want the math classroom of your dreams, or let's face it, maybe you've never dreamed about math because it's not your thing, come alongside as I, a former math hater, turned math teacher cheerleader, show you how you can transform your elementary classroom. From just getting through the math lesson each day to making math your favorite part of the day and your students' favorite part. Let's get this honest chat started, shall we? Is this thing on? This is a podcast, and I'm Mona. What the hell am I doing here? All right, a little bit more about myself. I'm a teacher. I'm in my 14th year of teaching here in Chicago. I'm originally from Michigan and Michigander at heart. I'm a wife and a mom to two little kids. I started a blog in the middle of a pandemic, and I've named myself a math teacher cheerleader. But to be honest with you, it wasn't always that way. And you're all like, wait a minute, Mona, this is a podcast for math teachers. And honestly, that's why I made this, because there's not really a place for elementary school teachers to find their math teacher bestie in podcast form. And so I'm here. I'm here to be your elementary math teacher bestie, but I want to be honest with you. I feel like I'm kind of a math teacher imposter. Let me explain. I've been a reading teacher since kindergarten. I came home from the first day of kindergarten, sat up all of my baby dolls, took my favorite books, Rupert the Penguin was one of them, and lined them up on the windowsill of the picture window. And I clearly remember this. And that's when I started my reading teacher journey. I started doing read alouds every day after kindergarten. And it continued where I turned my like little play kitchen into a school. The table that popped up on the Fisher-Price, like, you know, plastic kitchen, it wasn't a table to serve my brother lunch and coffee. It was to give him worksheets that my teachers were done with and make him complete so that I could correct them with a red pen. I have always been a teacher, but I've always been a reading teacher. Reading came easy to me, and math was something I avoided all through school. I'm wondering here if I pause for all my elementary school math teachers and just ask if you are with me, right? Because I feel like most of us are reading teachers. Most of us wanted to be teachers when we were kids. And most of us don't see ourselves as math people. So all through school, I can remember elementary school, high school, middle school, college even, avoiding math. Getting by, getting my A's and B's through doing what the book told me, asking questions on the practice test, all those things, but never truly understanding it. So I'm walking my students through the math curriculum, right, as I'm beginning a teacher. And I'm realizing that, like, I'm just teaching them how to get answers, right? Like, I've got the teacher's guide in front of me. I'm doing what it's telling me to do. But I'm realizing, like, they don't understand. And it was kind of a hard realization to get to, because math was the thing that I took, like, I don't have to plan math. I've got to plan everything else, right? Reading, small group, phonics, word study, all the things, science, social studies. Those are all things that I was creating a lot for. So for math, it was like, well, we have a textbook, we have a book, and it's fine. And they're getting it. But what I was realizing was they weren't understanding because they weren't remembering it units down the way. Okay, so in comes cognitively guided instruction, or CGI. And I read this book called Children's Mathematics, which is the research behind CGI. I went down the rabbit hole. I did the research. I talked with my colleague who is such an expert on this. And she helped me experiment in my classroom. And I got really pumped about it. I ordered about 6 or 7 more math books, and I just went nuts in researching how math can be flipped from answer getting to true understanding. And so I totally flipped my classroom. I flipped it from me teaching and telling and showing and guiding to the students thinking and trying and tinkering and talking and coming to their own conclusions. And I hope you got your earbuds in, but holy shit, everything changed. Like, check this out. So I taught third grade when all this went down, and I had these students who actually, I had taught them in first grade as well. And so I knew them really, really well. And I knew that many, many, many of them struggled with reading and math. And honestly, like, the changes I saw in them from being behavior problems, being disruptive or unable to sit in their seat for longer than 5 minutes, right? To working on some of the most complex problems like I had seen yet, and working on them with such investment that they were going to get to a solution because they wanted to be able to share their thinking with their class. And that year, so many of those children surprised me with their grit, with their perseverance. And I really think that's the best thing that math taught them that year, was that challenge is welcome. And challenge is the way that we get to make mistakes. And because of mistakes is why we're smart, right? It's how we learn. And this was like 10 years ago. So this was kind of cutting edge, right? Growth mindset was like kind of being talked about within a few circles, but this was a lot of new. And those kids just graduated 8th grade. And I'm like, what happened? First of all, time warp. But the growth I continued to see in them because of the mindset that they learned in math class in 3rd grade, it just kept getting better and better. So now I teach 5-6 math. Well, I did up until a month and a half ago. That's a story for another time. I now teach 3rd grade, but for a few years I taught 5th and 6th grade math. And what a joy it has been to really be a teacher from 1st to 6th grade, because I totally see how students' thinking evolves. And so that's kind of where I'm at. I love teaching math. I want to be a math teacher cheerleader. That's what I self-proclaim. I am a math teacher cheerleader. I am here to encourage you to say you can do this. Even if you don't love math yourself, even if deep down you think you are not a math person, you are, we all are, and we are going to create a classroom community for math, just like how we foster a community of readers and writers. We're going to do that for math. But why a podcast, Mona? Why now? Why are you here? Why are you sitting on your couch with a beer in your hand at 9 p.m. on a Thursday night? You should be watching Grey's Anatomy. Has that show been on forever? Anyway, I digress. All right, first, reason number one, I'm a talker, right? And I feel like I can connect best with you by talking. And honestly, then I can stop talking to my husband about all of this. Anybody else feel me on that? Reason number two is I want to be here
for your math teacher journey. If you're like me, 10 years ago, trying to figure out math, trying to figure out how to get your kids engaged and to sit down and be quiet and actually do the problems on the workbook page, you are exactly where I was. And I want to help you move forward in that journey. I want to help you make your math class just as engaging as your reading or as your social studies or whatever you feel like, hell yeah, about. That's what I want to help you make your math class. Or maybe you're doing this new math or this student-centered thing and you're into it and I'm here for you because I am obsessed, right? As you probably have already gathered. So hit me up on my DMs and Instagram, local.learners, and let's get you on this podcast. Let's get you an interview booked so we can share an example of like how this is working in real teachers' classrooms. And let's be thought partners, right? Like, let's actually help each other through this because some of us are sitting in schools where we're the only one. For years, I was the only 5-6 math teacher, right? I'm maybe the only one at my school doing this work. So let's buddy up. Did I mention I live in Chicago? So if you can hear the cars in the background or the train, that's why. All right, but reason number three I made a podcast is I think this space needs some real talk, some real math teacher talk. When I search for math teacher podcasts, not a lot comes up, friends, for us elementary folks. So let's do this. So what are we going to do? Let's get real here. Math ideas that are going to put your students thinking first. That's first and foremost. This is a student-centered space. We will talk about building a classroom community that's going to allow your students to have their thinking be first, right? You got to establish that community before we can do this work. And then, I don't know, let's talk about what we're going to develop and like how we're going to develop our students' math mindsets. We're going to talk about math mindsets, math identities, math classroom culture. But what we all want to get to is the how, right? The instructional practices that are going to lead to that joyful and rigorous math classroom. And that is what we're going to do here. I'm so damn excited you joined me. And you'll definitely want to pop those earbuds in when you're listening on your prep period, because there's no promises that this is going to be a curse-free show. If you know me in real life, that's just who I am. And I am so excited for you. I'm so excited you listened and that we have got this started. Well, that was the chat for the day, friends. I hope that it filled you up, gave you some ideas to implement tomorrow, and that you felt like you were chatting with your math teacher bestie, because that's what it's all about. If you haven't downloaded my ebook yet, 5 Steps to a Student-Centered Math Class, go right now, www.locallearnersandco.com/ebook. You'll get 5 clear steps to engage your students and drive toward real deep math understanding. As always, if you have questions or comments, make sure to let me know. Check out the show notes. And then, of course, subscribe to the podcast, because that's what you do with podcasts. Can't wait to talk to you soon. Have a great rest of your day. Peace, friend.